Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. I'm in the fire department. Can I have your zip code to locate your account, please?
Kaylin, how do you spell your name?
K-A-Y-L-E-N.
J-A-Y?
K-A-Y-L-E-N.
Okay. Kaylin, my zip code is 78260.
Your first and last name, please.
James Jordan.
Thank you. One moment, please. All right. For security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
My address is 1030 Wavy Creek, San Antonio, Texas.
Thank you. And I was able to look at the account for earbuds. You want to report this as fraud? Hello?
Yes. Repeat that.
Your point is as fraud?
Yes.
All right, we can report this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for pending investigation. Any false claims or fraudulent charges may result in penalties. As long as you're sure no one in your household placed the order, we can continue.
Kaylin, the circumstances in which this order was placed was fraud.
One moment, please.
If you look back at the email that I sent you back on the 26th,
okay, I'm listening about the email.
Okay. On Tuesdays, I get something from T-Mobile, and they were offering free stuff, and then it came back that I had to authorize the shipping of $5.99, and then I agreed to buy the case. I thought I was getting free earbuds, and I kept wondering, this was I'm going to guess this was a month ago or longer. And then I come up and I get an email on the 26th that you're going to charge my account for $79.99. Since you have the information, what did that respond to this email say?
I don't have anything with the email, sir.
And y'all are not tied to T-Mobile?
No. I mean, we may get an advertisement or something through T-Mobile, but no.
Well, their fraud department's the one that's going to get the record of this. I want all these transactions canceled and I want my money returned. And if I don't have it within a few days, I'll take this to T-Mobile.
One moment, please. Let me look into that account. One moment, please. All right. So as a courtesy, I mean, since you, I mean, did agree to do this, it is non-refundable. As a courtesy, I give a 35% refund back.
Repeat that. You're offering
give
me
a 35% refund.
Okay, that'll be fine. I'll take it to T-Mobile. If you aren't going to return the full amount, as soon as I, anyway, that's fine. Just pay me back 35%, and I'll go visit with T-Mobile.
Okay. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Give me one moment, please. All right, so I did go ahead and refund. I went ahead and gave you a 50% refund, which is half, and you receive a 3 to 5 business days.
Repeat that.
I gave you a 50% refund, so it'd be $39.99 going back into the account, and you receive a 3 to 5 business days.
What about the $5.99 and the other money that you misled? Anyway, you can send that back. If you don't send me back every penny that you took from me, I'm taking it to the fraud department with T-Mobile. I'll let them deal.
Okay, well, sir, it was agreed with when you signed up. We have nothing to do with T-Mobile.
If that's the case, I never ordered the earbuds from you. What I signed up for was on T-Mobile.
It was advertised through T-Mobile, but we have nothing to do with T-Mobile.
Well, send the money back, and I will visit with T-Mobile about their advertising.
All right, so I did give you a 50% refund back, and you receive a 3 to 5 business days.
And I will visit with T-Mobile.
Now, as a courtesy, I'll go ahead and make it a 75%. So it'll be, you know, more than half going back into your account.
If you don't send me back every penny, I will be dealing with T-Mobile's fraud department.
Again, we have nothing. We're not affiliated with T-Mobile, sir. So dealing with their fraud has nothing to do with us.
We will see. Send
Allow me
my
one moment, please. One moment, okay? Give me one moment, okay? Give me one moment. All right, so I did go ahead and get a full refund, and you receive a 3 to 5 business days.
That'll be fine.
All right, thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.